You have to learn to do things you hate in order to do the things you love. No payoffs come without sacrifice. Imagine how much further you'd be if you did things even when you didn't feel like doing them. People think there's some complex formula to winning when the most basic one is do what you said you were going to do before it became inconvenient.
Practice, 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 and do not accept failure. Maybe it shouldn't be repetition. Maybe the answer should be persistence. Because we all repeat something, but very few of us really will persist. Get out there. Do what you want to. Do not accept no.
No matter how you travel, whether being coach or first class, turbulence comes to us all. There is no one exempt from trials. It may seem like others have done it better than you. Some are handling it better than you. The debt that has to be paid in order for you to have the confidence built on experience means you got to go through something. When you go through it, you become it, you become more, and you serve more. You become more so you can serve more. You do more so you can impact more. It doesn't matter how you travel, that's temporary. It doesn't matter what pace you travel at, you just have to put one foot in front of the other and keep going. When it feels like you're not making progress, understand that you are progressing. It doesn't matter what their pace looks like. Slow and steady wins the course.
If you love what you do and it's making you happy, all the hard work and perseverance will pay off. I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality. Your dreams are up to you.
The more you value comfort, the less you value progress. Discomfort is a necessity for fulfillment. We are made to face challenges, to set goals and conquer them, and to build great things. Realize that the resistance in your mind is the only thing that makes things hard. So embrace the difficulty, because that's where you'll find your true purpose.
I can't do that. The human brain cannot comprehend the negative. It is incapable. Yes, it's true. Can't tell the human brain not to do something, right? And so what happens is we very often reinforce things when we put things in the negatives. It's the same thing for you. If you focus on the obstacles, all you will see is obstacles. If you focus on...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
A path through the trees. All you will see is path through the trees.
I feel like where there's tests, there's growth. Right? You can't grow without tests, right? So we don't resist them. We don't run from them. We don't retreat. We fight, we navigate, and we find a way through it in order for us to grow and become the individuals that we feel we're destined to become.
That one step after the other, I will get to wherever I'm supposed to be, and that's what your mindset has to be. I am going to get there because that destination that is ahead of you is your destiny. It is where you've been GPS to. It is where you've been roadmapped to. You have a destiny. And the only way to get to that and manifest it is to believe when it doesn't seem to make sense.
Procrastinating is a form of fear. And it is difficult to acknowledge fear. But the truth is that you cannot create anything of value without both self-doubt and self-belief. Without self-doubt, you become complacent. Without self-belief, you cannot succeed.
The magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. There's something that you know you should be doing, whether it be working on yourself, losing weight, writing something, working on your career. The magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. Everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants success. You got to work at it. If you really want to be successful, you have to work at it.
You don't need visuals. You need to have that internal clock that says, get up. You need to have that internal alarm that keeps telling you, don't stop, don't quit, don't keep hitting snooze. Go after it. And after you go after it, you'll find that it's been waiting just for you. Your destiny awaits you. No one else can rob you of it. No one else can take it from you. If you lose absolutely everything, you still have you. If you have breath, you can win. If you can get up again, you can win. If you can not throw in the towel, you can win. If you can get up and fight one more round, you can win. You see, that's what you're here for. To find out what is your destiny. And then you chase it down and introduce yourself to it. You are mine, and I am yours. Destiny.
True change is actually not behavior change, it's not results change, it's not process change, it's identity change. And the way to being something or becoming someone is through doing something. So every time you sit down to write, every time you practice that habit, you are being a writer. Every time you play a sport, you're being an athlete. Every time you practice painting or music or whatever, you're being an artist. And habits are not only the method through which we achieve external measures of success. They are also the path through which we achieve internal change and actually become someone new. They're the path through which we forge the identity that we have, the deepest beliefs we have about ourselves, our sense of self. And so if you can change your habits, you can change your life.
The keys to success have only been two. The number one, he said, decide exactly what it is you want and write it down and make a plan to achieve it. And number two is determine the price you're going to have to pay to get it, and then resolve to pay that price.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.